Number four, Chicago is not Broadway. In Chicago, Lua soon outgrew her teachers. This was to be her fate throughout her life. Nothing seemed able to quench her thirst for greater skill and more knowledge. Her restless spirit drove her on and on, always seeking something she could not find, winning new triumphs, but soon finding them empty. Gradually, Lua realized that no career, however triumphant, would ever satisfy her. Her inner promptings told her that her destiny lay in another direction, in the realm of the spirit. She suspected that her life was never to be one of outward wealth or fame, comfort and security. Lua's entire life became a modern search for the Holy Grail. Lua went from church to church, still seeking answers to those questions which her mother had planted in her heart so long ago. Like her mother, Lua always left empty-handed. Group after group disappointed her. She found these societies, movements, and cults to be the mere shadow of reality. But the greater her disappointment, the greater became her hunger, and the more ardent became her search. Lua was only 22 years old when the famous World's Fair began in Chicago in 1893. It was on that occasion that the World's Parliament of Religion was assembled, and the first word came to the Western world about a wonderful new faith which had arisen in the East. A paper written by a Christian clergyman, Dr. Henry H. Jessup of Beirut, was read. It said in part that just outside the fortress of Acre on the Syrian coast, there died a few months since a famous Persian sage named Baha'u'llah, the glory of God. He gave utterance to sentiments so noble, so Christ-like, that we repeat them as our closing words. That all nations should become one in faith, and all men as brothers. That the bond of affection and unity between the sons of men should be strengthened. The diversity of religions should cease, and differences of race be annulled. What harm is there in this? Yet so it shall be. These fruitless strifes, these ruinous wars shall pass away, and the most great peace shall come. Let not a man glory in this, that he loves his country. Let him rather glory in this, that he loves his kind. While this was taking place at the Parliament of Religion, Lua, in the quiet of her room, was praying to Almighty God, "Please help me to find the truth at last." Lua knew that some inner prompting had led her to Chicago. She felt this force growing within her. Every impulse of her being was intensified. Lua was confident that somewhere, somehow, both her prayer and her mother's would soon be fulfilled. While reading the newspaper, Lua came upon the story about the World's Parliament of Religion. In that article, her eyes fell for the first time upon the name of Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith. It was to be a day of even greater wonders for Lua. She felt an irresistible urge to visit a friend whose brother was a professor. While Lua was there, another guest arrived. Her host had met this stranger that very day. As they chatted, the professor had become impressed with the stranger's knowledge of the Near East. Suddenly, almost against his will, the professor told them he had invited this stranger, a Persian, home for dinner. The evening passed all too quickly as they discussed subject after subject. Then, just before it ended, Lua found herself speaking to the stranger quite suddenly and spontaneously. "Do you know of the Persian Baha'u'llah and his faith, which was mentioned at the World's Parliament of Religion?" There was a long, silent moment. The stranger looked at Lua, smiled as though he'd been anticipating the question, and said, "I am a follower of Baha'u'llah."